morning.
Good evening. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
You're the first to arrive.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening, Marco.
How are you?
Okay, I'm going to mute.
We'll wait another half a minute, then we'll start the count.
Muting.
Okay. Step one of the counting. L'shem Yichud Kudshabarichu Ishkinte Bidchilu Urchimu Urchimu Udchilu V'yakna L'shem Yudhe Bavadhe V'yichuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Hine Anachnu Bayim L'kayim Mitzvat Sefirata Omer V'asot Nachat Ruach L'otzreinu V'lasot Ratzon Boreinu Vayhino amadunai Elohinu aleinu maasei yadenu karenei aleinu maasei yadenu karenehu. We're now going to connect to step two, which is the verses that help us adjust our consciousness to the counting. Adonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo Yo Wahe Dawanu Heyo Igmor Biadi Adonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo Yo Wahe Dawanu Heyo Azdecha Leolam Maase Adisha El Teref Echra le'Elohim el'yom la'el Gomer alai V'ya'avor alai V'yarech mitvoseset V'damayich v'yomar l'cha V'damayich haye V'yamar l'cha V'damayich haye. Barki nafshi et Adonai, Yo-hei-wa-hei, wanu hei yo Elohim, Elohei-gedalta, Meod-hod-we-hadar-le-vashta, Ote or Kishalma Note Shamayim Kariya. Step three is the blessing. Baruchata Alif the Taft the Hey of Malchut Adonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo Yoahe Dawanu Heyo Yud hey wav hey Eloheinu Melech haolam Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvotav Vetzivanu Al sefirat haomer Ayom shlishi ay the arbaim yom la omer shehem shisha shavuot v'yom echad. Today is the 43rd day of the Omer, which is 6 weeks and one day. Barachaman hu yachatzir avodat beit hamikdash lim koma bim heira bi ameinu. And we all say, Amen. Step six is the menorah psalm, where we will stop at a word, and we will stop at a letter. Lam natsea inginot mizmor shir Elohim yechanenu vivarkenu Ya'er pana vitanu sela La da'at ba'aretz darkecha V'kol goim yeshuatecha Yoducha amim Elohim Yoducha amim kulam. Yismechu v'ranenu le'umim Ki tishpot amim Mishor le'umim Ba'aretz. Ta The letter Taf is the 43rd letter in this sense, in this verse. The letter Taf is the last letter in the Hebrew alphabet, but it has the leg pointing out to the left, indicating a new beginning. When something ends, a new beginning begins. What do you need to change about yourself to allow yourself to soar into the new beginning? Or do you want to hold on to the old so that it's a walk to the new beginning? Kan heim sela Yoducha amim Elohim Yoducha amim kulam Eretz nadna yivula yivarkenu Elohim Eloheinu. Yivarkenu is bless us, but it has the yud at the beginning of the word, which makes it a verb. It's blessing us. It's an action. What actions will you take to share your blessings with the world, with your family, with yourself? Elohim v'yiru oto kal afse aretz. Step seven is the Anabakoa. Please join me. Ana Bekoa Gedula Chimincha Dati Serura Aleph Gimel Yud Tav Tzadi. These six letters is the 43rd word in the Ana Bekoa. The connection of these letters to Ahavatinam is well known. Love for no reason. Unconditional love. What do you have to change about yourself so that you can love unconditionally? Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagbenu Zaharenu Nora Kufrei Shayan Sintet Nun Nagibor Dorshe Yehudcha Ivavak Shamre Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin Barchem tacharem rachame sidkarcha amid gamlem betet resh tzaditav gimel tassin kadosh berov tuvcha nael adatecha et kufbet tet nunayim Yachid Gea Lamcha Pene Zokre Kedushatecha Yud Gimelamet Ezayim Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushmatzi Akatenu Yodea Ta'alumot Shin Kufav Tzadi Yutzah. In the eighth verse of the Ana Bekoa, we say in a whisper. Step eight is to take a look at the 43rd journey. The 43rd journey was leaving the camp near the Jordan and crossing into the land. The journey is actually a review of the first six journeys and the connection to the first verse of the Ana Bekoa. Aleph connects to Ramses, the Bet to Sukkot, the Gimel to Eitan, the Yud to Pi Hahirot, the Taf to Mara, and the Tzadi to Elima. This is the beginning point for your process of Teshuvah. Make your list. Begin your list today so that when Rosh Hashanah comes around, when Elul comes around, you are already doing your cleansing. Step 9. Ribono shel olam, ata tzevitanu al yedei Moshe, avdecha lispor sefirata omer, kedei letacharenu, mikli potenu, utumatenu. Kimo shekatavta b'torata huspartem lachem mimacharat ha-shabbat miyom haviyachem eto omer Atanufa Sheva Shabbatot Mimot Tehi Enal Mimacharat HaShabbat Hashavi Tesifiru Tamishim Yom Kideshi Taharu Nafshot Amcha Yisrael Mizohamatam Uvachain Yehi Ratzon Milpanecha Adonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo Yoahe Dawanu Heyo Eloheinu Elohe Avotenu Shebiskut Sefirata Omer Shesafarti Hayom Yetukan Ma Shevagamti the Sefira Hesed Shebemalchut. What does the manifestation of love look like in your life? What do you have to change about yourself so you can manifest love in your life? V'et taher v'et kadesh v'kdusha shel ma'ala Amen selah. The Tzaddikim who left this day, the 28th day of Iyar, Shmuel Hanavi, the son of Chana, who taught us to pray, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Rainer, Rabbi Yitzhak of Korbel, known as the Baal HaChotem, Rabbi Yerachmiel Yehuda Meir Kalish, the Amshinova Rebbe, Rabbi Shlomo Avraham Eliyahu Green of Bnei Brak, known as the Taylor Mekubal, and the prophet connected to Chesed Shebemalchut, the page says Neria Hanavi, but it's the same page as the same prophet as last night. Our class tonight is a Zohar class to complete section one of the Zohar on Parashat Bamidbar. You'll find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. The first row, the right-hand column, when the landing page opens up, scroll down to Parashat Bamidbar. When that landing page opens up, click on 1A, which will open up to verse 11. We will start with a L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud, Kutcha Barichu, Ishkin Tevit, Kilu Urkimud, Kilu Ud, Kilu Urkimud. Le'akta, L'shem, Yud-He, Bo-Vav-He. Le'yehuda, Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael. Le'mud Torah Mitzvah. La'asok Torah Mitzvah. Va'yehino am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadeinu kolenei aleinu ma'asei yadeinu kolenei. Verse 11. Tachatzi ha'emam diyamar Shevaha dechabreya, divnoi o demamoneya, aye levarka leya, ulo da'a aleya birkan, mina alan meboshe, dikti vihin ken, ayom kelo kiko be. Ashamayim laro levatar maketiv Hashem Elohei avotechem Yosef alechem kachem Elef be'amim Wikomer terein birkan Hawochad Hashem Elohei avotechem Vigomer ha'chad levatar, vivarech etchem, kasher diber lachem, leoda'a aleichu, birkan al birkan. The translation. Come and see, he who speaks in praise of his friend, of his children, or of his money or wealth, must also bless him and acknowledge those blessings. From where do we learn this? From Moses, since it is written, Behold, you are this day like the stars of heaven for multitude. And afterwards, what does he say? Hashem, the Elohim of your fathers, makes you 1,000 times many more than you are. There are two blessings here. One is the Hashem, the Elohim of your fathers. That is one. And the one following that is, and bless you as he has promised you. He promised to acknowledge them and add blessings, benedictions upon those benedictions. My commentary. When one speaks praises of his friend, etc., one can be truly praising them or can be jealous of these things, these essences. How does one know which is being said if one does not have the ability to read minds? If one adds a blessing after the praises, one knows that there is no jealousy since one has replaced any energy that might have been taken due to jealousy and or the unconscious attitude that a person might have. Verse 12. Ve'ihu mane shevacha v'chavreya v'lao de'aleya birkan hu nitpas v'kad meta mileila ve'ihu mevarech Leah, who meet Barech Mil Eila Uvirketa by Eil Varkala Beena Tava Willa Beena Isha Uvkola by Ekut Shabarithu Rahimuta Diliba Uma mandam kvarech lehavreya Ae kutshabarichu divarech leya Be'ena tava beliba tava Mandim varech lekutshabarichu Aako divae ena Tava veliba tava Urchimuta deliba Bekich viachavta Et Hashem Elohecha Bekol divavta Wigomer. The translation. And if he counts the praises of his friend but does not acknowledge these benedictions, he will be punished because of this. First from above, that is, he will be harmed because of it. And if he blesses him, he will be blessed himself from above. And he should bless him with a good eye and not with an evil eye. And in all things, the Holy One, blessed be he, wishes to have the blessings given with a good heart when he blesses. And since when one blesses his friend, the Holy One, blessed be he, wishes one to bless with a good eye and a good heart. The Holy One, blessed be he, wishes one to bless with a good eye and a good heart. When one gives grace to the Holy One, blessed be he, most certainly it must be with a good eye and with a good and loving heart. Therefore it is written, and you shall love Hashem your Elohim with all your heart. My commentary. This verse being quoted has many commentaries, both Kabbalistic and non-Kabbalistic, written about it. Essentially, the question is asked, how can Hashem command someone to love? This Zohar begins the answer. When one demonstrates their love of both God of mercy, which is Hashem, and the God of judgment, which is Elohim, one is using both of the two yetzers, the inclinations, to actually return any energy that might have been diminished by the words of commentary that one had said about another. This takes a blessing after to restore the energy. This is how Hashem can recommend us to love, since we have the consciousness that we may be imperfect in our consciousness, but may be perfect in our actions. This is the beginning of love, since when we do love, we can become love. Verse 13. Tachatzi ha'ukmuha leit birkata dilela sharya almila deit menei veitema Yisrael ech mit menun ela pufra nadle minayhu v'ha'ukmuha v'hushpana lahawe ad v'yit kenish v'al ha'u uf ra v'salik v'hushpana u'kad meita mevarkan v'hu li Yisrael u'vatar menan Ahu Kufra Ulvatar Mehadrin Mumbarkin Lonely Israel Ishtekahu the Israel Meet Barkan Meet Barkin the Kadmeta Usofa the Lasalik the Humotana. Translation. Come and see. It has been established that the blessing of above does not rest on something that has been counted. Yet you may question, how could they have counted Israel? It is because they took ransom from them, and it was settled, and the count did not take place until all the ransom was gathered and counted. At first they would bless Israel, and then they would count the ransom, and they would repeat and bless Israel again. So the result is that we find that Israel were blessed in the beginning and were blessed at the end, and there was no death amongst them. A commentary. We count things all the time. Sometimes it is to count the members of a minion. Sometimes it is to assess our own blessing or our own wealth. Sometimes it is even counting our family members to make sure each one is in the car. What are we doing? We diminish what we count due to the spiritual law expressed in the Zohar. Nothing counting has a blessing, since we limit by counting. Some people use words in a verse from the Tanakh to equate the count. One, more than two, etc., is one of the other solutions to this issue, since the statement more than adds and does not limit. Unless the things we are counting are perfect and complete, then stating more than creates imperfections if it was perfect. But no one is perfect. Do you live in a complicated world? Only because we choose not to use our true sight, our intuition, properly. Pasuk 14. Motana amai salik minyana ela begin devir kata la sharya minyana kewan de istalak birkata sitra ahara shari lalo leya akil leyat kazeka. Begin dab de minyana needling. Ufra ufidiona de salka leya minaihu. He asks, why does death result from counting? And he answers, it is because the blessing does not dwell when you count. And when the blessing departs, the other side rests upon it, and one could be damaged. Therefore, they used to substitute a monetary ransom for the count, and thereby remove the threat of death. And I am adding, the monetary ransom is the half shekel. That is why it is still necessary to perform the mitzvah of the half shekel each year, prior to Nisan. It is best to do so prior to the reading of the Megillah on Purim. Verse 15. Yivarech et Beit Yisrael ilein nashin dela salkin demin yana. Yivarech et Beit Yacharon deinun mevarshin ve'ama beina tava uvil liba. Tava uvirchimuta diliba et beit aharon akina me nashin beit barkan uvirchita. He will bless the house of Israel. These are the women who are called house, which were not included in the count, because women were not counted in the desert. He will bless the house of Aaron, because they are the priests, and they bless the people with a benevolent eye, a good heart, and heartfelt love. The house of Aaron, why does it mention the house? It includes also to the women who are blessed by the blessing of Aaron. A commentary. We still do not know why the women were not counted. Verse 16. Yivarech yirei Hashem Ileini nun Le'e va'e Ve'kulahu Mit varkin Begin the dachalim, leya lekucha berichu, aktiv haktanim im hagedolim, agidela alim beminyana. The translation: He will bless those who fear Hashem, These are the Levites, all of whom are blessed because they fear Hashem. It is written, both small and great, because although the young were not included in the count, since they were counting the population only from 20 years and older, still they should be blessed together with the older ones. My commentary. We see that the children are included in the blessing, even if they are not counted, just as we see the women are included in the blessing, even if they are not counted. Pasuk 17. Tachatzelah istetach min yanabahu v'Yisrael di'it parkam v'yak yachai min yanah yachai min yanah v'yit parkam Awa'u ashlemah shelemutah di'almin Awa'u v'atar devir kan nafkin it benun dikti v'echad v'chodesh ha'sheni de'ihu ziva devir kan di'alma demine ya nafik ziva The Alma, the Adda, the Grey Chodesh, Ziv, the Ziva, the Kola Nafik, Meinea, the Alda, Kiti, Viva, Rechepa, Hashem, Mitzion, the Kola, Had Mila, Uti, Kisham, Ziva, Hashem, Et habracha v'gomer. Come and see. We do not find another counting among Israel by which they receive blessings from it, as in this count, in which they use the half shekel for the counting. Because this counting was purposely meant for a blessing, and it was meant to perfect the completeness of the worlds. At the place where blessings emanate, they are counted, as it is written, on the first day of the second month, that is Ziv of the world's blessings, out of which emanates and radiates brightness, which is the Hebrew word Ziv, to the world. Hence the second month, which is the left column, is called by the name of Ziv, because the brightness of everything radiates from it. And therefore it is written, may Hashem bless you out of Zion. That is the secret of Malchut, and it all pertains to the same thing, because Malchut was built from the second month, which is the secret of the left column. It is also written, for there Hashem has commanded the blessing, even life, forevermore. The 18th verse. Rabbi Yehuda Hawa Shekiach Tameya de Rabbi Shimon El Yisrael Me'anatar It Barkan El Rabbi Lialma de la Mishkinchin de la Mistachlin B'nei Nasha, Pikara, Demalka, Ila'a, Tachatzi, B'shata, B'ishtekahu, Yisrael, Zakayin, Tamei, Dujabarichu, Wahawo, Almin, Shekichin, Bechad, Ilana, Ila'a, Kadisha, Dim zona dekola eya hawa mit barach meatar dekol birkan nishin eya uveya itneta vayashtilu sharsholim. translation. Rabbi Yehuda was present before Rabbi Shimon. He said to him, Did Israel draw their blessings? He answered him, woe to the world that does not pay attention, and to men who do not observe the glory of the highest king. Come and see, at a time when Israel are worthy before the Holy One, blessed be he, the worlds were in one uppermost and holy tree, that is Zeruntin, where all the sustenance is. And they received blessings from the place where all the blessings were gathered, that is Bina, where it was planted and rooted, since Mochin of Zeruntin were planted in Bina, in the secret of the three that emanate from one. One exists in three. My commentary. Rabbi Ashlag is giving us the code, which he later revealed as the Gimel Rishon notes. This code is that Keter, Hakma, and Bina are always acting in concert. They are always unified. In my opinion, this is the mistake that the Hasidim make, because this does not apply to the concept of Chabad, Hakma, Bina, and Daat. Pasuk 19. Yisrael itata hawo mit parkan me'atar dekol inun irkan nafkin be'a v'la mitach be'le me'fa ahi diktiv yivarechecha Hashem mitzion uktiv ketal hermon Sheyored al hargrei Tzion kisham Tzeiva Hashem et habracha Taim ad haolam V'dayihu nahiru Tzial madiktiv Mitzion miklal yofi Elohim hofia Hofia nahir, kedaa hofia mihar paran, v'kad yenaher, yenaher, l'kuhu amin. The translation. And Israel below were blessed from the place out of which all blessings emanate, and are not prevented from leaving. That is Malchut, as it is written. May Hashem bless you out of Zion, and like the dew of Hermon descending upon the mountains of Zion. That is Malchut, and it is further written, because it is there that Hashem commanded the blessing of life forever, and that is the light of the universe. It is written out of Zion, the perfection of beauty. Elohim has shone forth. Has shone forth means illuminate, as in he shone forth from Mount Paran. And when he lights up, he illuminates all the worlds. A commentary. Blessings flow from Hakma and then manifest in Malchut. This relationship is being hinted to in this idea. This is why we look up with our heads when we say the word Baruch in every blessing. Pasuk 20. Kad chai nechiru itar tolahu bechavru ita tolahu Birchimuta kolahu bishlimu kedein hu shalomda kola shelama deila vetata haidiktiv ehi shalom bechelech alva bearmenotai When this light, meaning the blessing and light mentioned above, awakens, all is joined. That is in the secret of union. Everything is with love, all is with perfection, and then it is all peaceful. Peace above, peace below. That is the meaning, is peace be within your walls and prosperity within your palaces. My commentary. How does one connect to peace? One needs to start with a consciousness of love of the other person or the other thing. And one needs to have perfection created. And only then will someone connect to completion, which is the idea of shalom, or peace. Read the Hebrew letters within the word shalom. That's the end of our class. Does anyone have any questions? Tomorrow morning, our 7 a.m. class will be to study the next psalm. I believe it's Psalm 84. Any questions? Shabbat Shalom. Have a beautiful Sabbath. Shalom Gadol.
Shabbat Shalom. Thank you.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shalom Gadol. Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.